Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
If life is merely a matter of happenstance or chance, then ending your life when the going gets rough shouldn't be of much concern to anyone else. But on the other hand, if life is sacred, and you were made by God in His image, then the decision to take your life is not yours to make. It is because that life is sacred that most major religions prohibit suicide. But how does God view this? If God had a plan and a purpose for your life, would suicide ever be included in that plan? Do things ever get so desperate that God cannot solve them? Suicide is a statement that says, God, you are not big enough or near enough or care enough to help me out of this mess I'm in. Therefore, I see no way out but to end my existence. It's a sad statement, one that is totally wrong. Let's focus on this particular issue, the issue of suicide, which is far more prevalent today than most of us want to acknowledge. Suicide is the leading cause of death between the ages of 18 and 24. But how does God view this issue? Though the Bible doesn't really say much about this topic in statement, there are five suicides mentioned in Scripture, the first being Saul and his armor-bearer, 1 Samuel 31, and the last being Judas, who hanged himself. The Bible does speak of death as an appointment. In Hebrews 9:27 it says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." Logic would demand that if God has a will regarding your birth, then He would also have one regarding the duration of your life and the way it ends as well. Suppose, to illustrate this thought, that you received an invitation to visit the Queen in Buckingham Palace in Britain. You packed your suitcase, taking your best suit or dress, and got a cheap flight to London. But not having much money, and finding that London hotels are very expensive, you ended up staying at a Fleabag hotel across from Hyde Park. You arrive on a Monday. Your invitation is not until Friday. You go down to the restaurant for breakfast, and the food is terrible. The eggs are greasy, served with a hunk of pork, which the English call bacon. The waitress smirks at you when you ask for rice, and you can't get a decent cup of coffee. You say, "There's no way I'm staying here until Friday." So you grab your invitation, cover the date with your thumb, and show it to the palace gatekeeper. Pushing past him and a dozen secretaries, you barge into the room where the Queen is quietly signing letters. Yes, I know this is all pretty preposterous, but it makes a point. The Queen, being gracious, might talk to you, but it's a sure thing you got there ahead of schedule. So is it when you give up on life. Of those who end their lives, one-third are making the statement, "I need help." It's a cry for someone to listen to. They really don't want to die. Another one-third are ambivalent. They don't care whether they live or die. They're so miserable that life has lost its meaning. And one-third know exactly what they are doing. Depressed, disappointed, and so frustrated they just want to end it all. My point is this. If life is sacred, it belongs to God. And because He has a will and a plan for you, there is a way out no matter how desperate your life may seem. Of this you can be certain. Never, ever is suicide written on the page in God's book which has your name on it.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.